USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate seems certain to keep President Donald Trump in office thanks to overwhelming GOP support expected in the impeachment trial. But how that trial will proceed and when it will actually begin still remains to be seen. Once the House transmits the articles of impeachment, decisions about how to conduct the trial will require 51 votes. With Republicans controlling the Senate, 53-47, Democrats cannot force subpoenas on their own. Republicans are continuing to hold the line behind Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's position that they should start the trial and hear arguments from House prosecutors immediately. It would take 67 votes to convict Trump on either charge and remove him from office. It's also far from certain that all 47 Democrats will find Trump guilty. Currently, Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama said he is still undecided on how he might vote. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Israel's prime minister raises eyebrows with a remark he makes at a meeting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Reports are during a weekly cabinet meeting on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu made the comment discussing a new Israel gas pipeline project, saying the significance of this project is we are turning Israel into a nuclear power. He then quickly corrected himself and said energy power, and the report says with a smile he continued his discourse. Israel has never confirmed or denied that it has nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new year has opened with Bernie Sanders in his best standing yet against the field in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's in a three-way first-place tie with Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. All three are at 23% and would get a similar number of delegates out of the caucuses if they were to take place today. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren has slipped in New Hampshire since November. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There are new estimates made of the total U.S. damage and economic loss due to weather-related causes in 2019. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The report was compiled by AccuWeather of State College, Pennsylvania. Listed the California wildfires at $80 billion, hurricanes at $22 billion, tornadoes and severe local storms at $19.5 billion, flooding at $12.5 billion, and winter storms at $8 billion. If you did the math, you'll find the total cost at $142 billion. Figure. AccuWeather also included crop losses to farmers, as well as the lingering health effects resulting from diseases from standing water from flooding and health impacts from the poor air quality from forest fires. I'm John Clemens.
China has replaced its top official in Hong Kong following months of protest in the semi-autonomous territory. Wang Zemin, the most senior mainland political official stationed in Hong Kong, was replaced as director of the liaison office of the People's Central Government. The office has come under major criticism in both Hong Kong and China for misjudging the growing unrest. Liu Huing, who previously served as secretary for the Communist Party in northern China, will take over the role. Around 400 people were arrested during a New Year's Day demonstration that turned violent, with people throwing Molotov cocktails and vandalizing banks and shops while police responded with pepper spray and tear gas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.